What is your favorite location in PJ?
My favorite location in PJC would be the hall.
The hall?
Because not too long ago we had our orientation programs for the junior one
students.
Yeah, I was an OGL. All
right.
And the hall was where we had our final like performance for the J1s, where all the OGLs came together to perform our own dance for the J1s, and it was truly like it was almost life changing in a way, because that adrenaline and joy was to me unprecedented, and it was an accumulation of all the emotions that was building up throughout the orientation program. Mm. So every time I step into the hall now, all I can see is my friends and I performing on stage on that last day.
Oh, that's interesting, because I interviewed some people and they kept mentioning that whenever they see the hall, they'll think about the final exam for A-level. So do you think if the day comes when you take your A-levels, would that idea change?
Maybe, but hopefully that memory of the orientation doesn't fade away, I guess.
Okay, that's cool. Do you have a dream or nightmare about PJ?
Dream or nightmare? I think mostly nightmares about PJs. But it's not about the school rather, but about my situation as a student. It's okay. Mostly fearing the exams and the stress that's building up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I actually interviewed one of the seniors, so she said that whenever she thinks of PJ in the exam sense, she would see something like grey noise around. Is there any specific visual reference that you have?
What do you mean by visual reference?
If you would describe that kind of feeling in colours or shapes, would it be any kind of imagery?
I think for me, PJ is, like, every time I think of PJ, it's just white.
White noise.
Yeah. Mostly because it's, to me, I think the history of PJC is still relatively new. There's a young but growing history that I think was kind of shaken by the merger, I guess.
Okay, that links our next question, which is, do you have opinions on the PJJJ merger?
I think it was unfortunate that the histories of the two couldn't be continued. Like, as much as the school leaders want to kind of promote the idea that the two schools will always be known as the two separate schools, they'll just be in one campus, it's obvious that that won't be the case. But if the orientation program has shown us anything, is that this merger will give us new opportunities to explore whatever boundaries that there are.
I think it's interesting because you mentioned that the two histories will collide and combine into one, so it effectively ends Jurong as one entity and PJ as one entity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much.